Tuesday, March 12, 2025, 4 PM. You'd all please stand and wave and come see. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mission statement of the Big Bear Airport District is that it serves the Big Bear Valley by providing a safe, efficient, and exceptional venue for aviation operations. Roll call and introductions for Secretary Rebecca Kent.
When I call your name, please signify your presence at today's meeting by saying aye or here. Director Gardner.
Aye.
Vice President Hicks.
Aye.
Director Lawrence.
Aye.
Director Lindstrom.
Aye.
President Castillo.
Aye.
Thank you. Also present, we have General Manager Ryan Goss, Administrative Manager Abby Erickson, Admin Assistant Ariel Valenzuela, and myself, Rebecca Cannon, Board Secretary. We also welcome members of the public joining us today.
Thank you, Rebecca. Item 4, approval of agenda.
No changes from staff.
Item 5, public comments. Person wishing to comment on a non-agenda item should approach the podium and wait for the president to recognize him as a, unless otherwise provided for a specific item. All comments are limited to 3 minutes each, with an overall total of 15 minutes. A speaker cannot allot their time to others. Comments on agenda items. Comments concerning matters on the agenda will be heard at the time the matter is considered. Comments on non-agenda items. Comments concerning matters not on the agenda will be heard during the public comment section on the agenda. A speaker's comments should be within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Big Bear Airport District Board. Please note that if you wish to address the board on items not listed on the posted agenda, the Brown Act does not allow board discussion of such items because they are not on the agenda and thus were not publicly noticed. Therefore, the board may do the following. Refer the matter to staff, ask for additional information, or request a report back, or give a limited factual response. The comments may be placed on the agenda for future discussion. Any public comments? Item 6, Big Bear Airport Pilots Association.
In keeping with our commission, we'd like to begin to host the
tour de
summit.
Oh, the tour de Big Bear.
Tour de Big Bear aid station. Also,
the gap.
What is the beaver to be?
The bicycle race.
No wind.
Oh, isn't it usually in August?
Yes,
August. Something.
Oh, okay.
Okay, item number 7. Consent agenda.
Move approval.
Vice President Hicks moved to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting held on February 19, 2025, and to accept the filing the year-to-date financial reports. Director Gardner seconded the motion. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passed to approve the minutes of the February 19, 2025 board meeting and to accept the year-to-date financials as presented, with all directors voting aye.
Thank you, Rebecca. Item 8, poll consent agenda items.
We have none.
Item 9, business matters. 9.1, fiscal year 2024-2025 budget adjustment on packet pages 23 through 24. Review some possible approval of a budget adjustment to fiscal year 2024-25 that only includes FAA-funded airport capital improvement projects. General Manager Goss.
Good afternoon, everyone. So in June of 2024, the Board of Directors approved the fiscal year 24-25 annual budget that included 4 ACIP projects, which is the Airport Capital Improvement Plan. Before formal adoption and when the budget was still in draft form, staff incorporated and discussed the airport financial share of these projects. So I'll kind of go back and forth. So if you look on page 24, you can see in that first column the adopted budget 2024-2025, and those are the amounts that we allocated. We assumed that we would be paying the airport share, the sponsor share, for these projects. As we approved the budget, we found out that we had a higher possibility of getting these projects if we started and have a shovel-ready job. So what we did was, I'll back up a little bit here. So in October of 24, the board of directors approved the master service agreement with Mead and Hunt for architectural engineering and planning and environmental. Due to the onboarding of Mead and Hunt, staff was unable to adequately budget for these four projects to provide a shovel-ready project specification for the airport. So we assumed that the airport would be paying our share and these projects would get pushed out to fiscal year 26. But the airport has some entitlement funds and some BIL funds that are going to be set to expire here soon. So they, or Mead and Hunt, jumped on the opportunity to start getting the design work done. And currently we're at 90% on two of these phases of these projects. In previous meetings, we've talked about the airport front loading some of these costs with the assumption that we would be getting that money back reimbursed when we get those grants. So that's essentially what's happening. And what I'm asking for the board to do is to increase those amounts and adjust that budget, which is on page 24, to include a total of $202,500 for those four line items. And then as those grants are received by the district, we will reimburse ourselves with that money, and we will get that money back, but it will be in fiscal year 2026 and not 25. So it's imperative that we get these projects started. We have some money that is set to expire. This is kind of the unfortunate game that we have to play with the FAA, because their fiscal year is not aligned with our fiscal year. And now that we have Mead and Hunt on board, we have an idea of what our projects are going to be next fiscal year, and we'll be able to plan accordingly. But we had we had some issues with their onboarding and when we had to be able to get this information to the board as a whole. So the staff is recommending that we make this budget adjustment as presented to only include funds for the ACIP projects, which are the four that are on page 24. One last thing, if you look at the two bottom lines, when the board approved the budget last June, we had a $414,050 surplus. And with the adjustment of the $202,500, we have $280,300 in surplus. So we're able to use our general fund to fund these projects, and we do not have to get into our money that we have set in reserves to be able to fund these projects. So we're still financially in a good place. And I'll entertain any questions.
Director Gardner.
In light of what's going on back in Washington right now, do you have any concerns about potential funding by the FAA cutbacks?
At this time, I do not.
Any discussion with any other agencies?
Agencies local or agencies within the airports?
Within the airport.
I've had a few. I don't see us having any issues One, because the money that we are currently using is been allocated to us. It's actually our money. It's our entitlements and our BIL money. And also remember, the money that is paid for ACIP projects does come from the federal government, but it also, it primarily comes from fuel taxes, emplanement costs. So unless we see a huge dive in people flying, and we're talking the airlines and jet fuel, that it's $250 billion that is paid for annually for AIP projects. Unless the administration sees a money grab and they grab it, which I would imagine that's not going to happen, because there is laws that are put in place that will, that won't allow them to do that. So personally, I don't see any of what's happening in Washington going to affect us at all in regards to our FAA funded projects.
No, I hear what you're saying, and I personally, I have some disagreements with that, because there's lots of money that has been promised to various organizations, agencies, and such, and those monies have been pulled. So I don't want to kind of be blind to that fact and say, you know, we don't anticipate that, because it's already been promised to us. Money's been promised to lots of people, and they've lost it, from my understanding. And I think it behooves us to be aware of that and keep that in the back of our minds.
Director Gardner Hicks. Yeah, I was just gonna say, understanding where you're coming from here, but I think there are two different things at work here. Having worked for the FAA all these years, all those years, I should say, one is, I think, as Ryan indicated, these are taxes that are specifically for airport related projects. Unlike the funds that have been pulled back by the federal government, those are essentially coming out of general revenues for the government. Everything I've read doesn't indicate that they are special funds that are taxed into the government. So there are different spots there. And unfortunately, given our propensity for crashing airplanes this year, and all of the interests and concerns there is in aviation right now, and everything I've heard that Secretary Duffy has had to say, I would be very surprised that anyone there would be brave enough to start pulling back funds related to aviation safety at this stage. We've seen an accident increase like we have never seen, we haven't seen in 50 years. Mm-hmm. So I would venture to say that these funds are pretty safe coming in. And again, you know, because of the way Brian, staff, and this board has managed our funds over the years, the fact of where we are on the positive side, I think we're safe going forward. At least that's just my perspective on it. I hope you're right.
And Daryl, rest assured, like, I'm not going to turn a blind eye to it.
No, I wasn't saying.
Yeah, I'm in conversations with the FAA almost on a weekly basis. I know for a fact that a lot of the people that I'm currently working with in the airport district office, most of their team has been fired. So these people are now the sole program manager managing millions of dollars worth of projects. And so they absolutely are feeling the burn right now. But that is a topic of conversation, and it will be continually a topic of conversation now and future years of projects that we have. But I could say unequivocally right now, the projects that are set for this summer, we're going to be okay.
I'm just glad that we brought that up, and that's somewhat clarifying. We really don't know exactly what's going to happen, but you have reassured me, at least, that it's going to be okay.
Dr. Lawrence?
So Brian and I have talked a lot, and I've asked you these questions, but I can't remember the answer. On the capital improvement projects. So we haven't done any in the last 5 years, is that right?
It's been a little over 5 years that we've had any FAA funded projects.
And why was that? That we went 5 years
without doing it has a few different factors. Before your time and before Daryl's time, we were trying to build an SRE building, a snow equipment removal building. And we were really hot to try to get funding for that. And so we continued to make that our priority funding project for the FAA, which was going to be, it was probably going to be about $10 plus million with design and construction. And so we continued to push all of our projects back that were like the rehab of the runway and the upgrade to the AWOS. And because we primarily kept going after that project. And I guess it was 2023. I felt like we weren't getting anywhere. We weren't having any movement. And we decided, I came to the board and we decided to just stop that project. Because essentially the rest of the projects that we had slated for all these years were getting delayed. And so that's one of the big reasons why we haven't had any projects.
So now where do we store all the snow removal?
So what we did was back December of last year, the midfield hangar Y1 came available after that tenant left. We moved Air Methods from our maintenance hangar because we had a shared agreement with them where half of the hangar was being used for storage and maintenance of the aircraft. And then our equipment was in there as well. So we did a few little upgrades to the hangar at Y1 to allow the helicopter to be used in that location because of the door heights and condition. So now we have a maintenance hangar. We have the hangar 100% to us. And in the future, once we get started with this place and projects start to slow down for me, I probably will be coming back to the board and looking at allocating some funds to repurposing that hangar for an actual maintenance facility where we take off that door and we actually put 5 single roll-up doors to make it more safe, a little bit easier to get in and out during the wintertime, and really repurpose it from a hangar to what's that?
Our SRE building.
Yeah, exactly. Much cheaper. The door makes it a little difficult when we have snow, because of how big it is and opening it up in the snowstorms. So that would be my plan in the near future is coming back to you guys and looking to allocate some funds, but really my primary goals is to get this place going and the rest of the project that we have slated for 25.
Okay. And then I thought it might be nice to just read these out loud for the benefit of a public who is looking at this piece of paper. The capital improvement projects are runway 08 and 26, rehabilitation, fog seal, and being AWOS replacement is the second project. 3 is conduct the obstruction survey.
On runway 26.
For the trees.
Basically. Yep, we're looking at the approach corridor, the runway safety area, if there's any trees that are encroaching into that approach path.
And you understand that if we don't do that survey and make the required adjustments, we can see the minimums on our approach going to high.
And they're high already.
Yeah. And then 4 is the taxiway alpha rehab design. And then from that training that we just had last week, when they talked about, this helped me to understand it more, when they talked about this funding coming from the pay-to-play taxes. So it's the taxes that you pay when you go on a commercial airline, all those extra taxes that get attached to your airline ticket, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned fuel tax.
Yeah.
So basically, it's the people who are using the airport and the airport facilities that are paying for these capital improvement projects, and that's how we get reimbursed. Is that?
Yeah. So so roughly, there's I think about $250 billion a year that's set aside for AIP projects, and that money is divvied up depending on, you know, use of the airport, you know, use to, you know, implements. So like LAX, they may get $100 million a year, $200 million a year. We may get our $150,000 a year. So, you know, we have a lot of airports that we're competing with in Southern California because we're in the Los Angeles airport district area, which is all the way to San Diego, all the way up to Bishop. So, I mean, it's a.
But we're also getting their revenue.
What's that?
We're also getting that revenue from LAX.
We are.
Yeah. I mean, it all goes into that one big pool.
That is correct. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'll echo all those sentiments. So basically, in a nutshell, we moved some of these things up that aren't necessarily in conjunction with the FAA's fiscal year. So we're basically moving them up, and we should be reimbursed.
The way the grant assurances work is when an airport pays for pre-design or does work ahead, as long as we can show receipts or invoices and cancel checks, we can reimburse ourselves out of that grant. Once we sign and execute that grant, yep, we will then log into our system through the FAA. We'll submit those documents, and then we will get reimbursed for it. So we'll get reimbursed 95%. So out of the $103,000 for the runway project, we'll get 95% of that.
And that's hopefully barring pullbacks, but it doesn't sound like
it.
That's in it. It's pretty earmarked already.
It's completely earmarked. It's this money was set aside during COVID bill money, which is the bipartisan infrastructure law, which was President Biden, where they wanted to kind of rejuvenate the economy. So currently, these four projects, I could say 100% we're going to get that fund within probably the next 2 months. So I just sent everything to the FAA today, showing them that we're at 90%, so they can start programming that money. But I've had reassurance from our FAA planner and our program manager that that money is ready to go for these projects.
As long as we're not talking solar, we're fine.
You said 100%.
Yeah, I know. I said 100%. Yeah, I know. I said 100%, and I almost took a back step from that. Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to cover it. It would just deduct it from the station.
Yeah. That's going to be a couple years. And honestly, if something does happen with the funding, just because we've spent the money, it doesn't mean that we're not going to get reimbursed for it at another time. So, you know, we put that money out for this design, and we will get reimbursed for it.
Any public comments? Any further board discussion? Okay. Thank you, Jim and Andrew Goss. Do we need to have a motion? Entertain a motion.
We'll need a roll call on this due to money.
I'll make the motion that we adjust the fiscal year 2024-25 budget to reflect the included FAA fund capital improvement project.
I
second. Mary Kay, okay, with the motion on the table of Director Castillo moving to approve the budget adjustment for fiscal year 2024-2025. Director Lindstrom seconded the motion. We'll do a roll call vote. Director Gardner? Vice President Hicks?
Aye.
Director Lawrence?
Aye.
Director Lindstrom?
Aye.
President Castillo?
Aye.
Motion passes with our directors voting aye.
Thank you, Rebecca. Item number 10, manager's report, packet pages 25 and 28.
All right. So for the January operations for the airport, you can see we had 981 operations, a little bit lower than what we normally have, likely due to weather. You can look at some of that graph on the first page there, 25 under weather conditions. You can see that when there was weather, the traffic slowed down. So I believe it's just a direct correlation to weather. And of course, we're going to see that over the next 48 to 72 hours as well. Give you guys a kind of a terminal building update and a temporary building update. So as of today, this will be your last day meeting in this building.
Yay.
So we are moving out starting Monday. I have all of our vendors that are going to be on site between for the week of the 17th. We'll have our security team here. We'll have our IT company here, and we will have
Gate Comlock.
Yeah, security.
AWAS later.
Yeah. So we'll have three vendors here helping us do the move. We're going to really start getting on it on Tuesday. That's when our network and everything will be taken down. Phones and computers will be packed up. Everything will be moved over Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, and we will start getting everything moved over there. Probably we'll be in the office temporarily with the two administration staff people probably midday on Wednesday. We'll get the Ford's the phones forwarded to either my cell phone or something during the interim while we're down. We're going to do some posts online, tell everybody that we're moving. We're going to have detailed maps of how to get to the administration office. So yeah, we're moving forward. We had our environmental test. So I know I reported last month that we had the job walk and everything was completed. Then we had our hazardous abatement inspection, very minimal stuff, which was what we knew was going to have some hazardous material stuff was absolutely identified. We're going to mitigate that pretty quick. I want to get past this storm. We'll get that mitigated, and then that whole process will be done. And then the building will be able to be demoed with no further issues. Temporary building, they're finalizing everything. Paint should be done. They're just kind of getting some things in order. As you saw, we ripped out our counter space over there. We've repurposed that counter space in the temporary buildings. And so we'll be getting everything moved over next week. And we're moving forward. So I'm hoping to have some information probably early next week of the overall cost from that job walk. But it sounds very, very promising. For cost might even be a little bit lower than what we first projected at that $14,300,000. And so we're just continuing to move forward. So I've started getting services and vendors that are here at the airport. I've been terminating all of those. So all of our, our termite and pest control and landscaping and phones, internet, because we have Starlink on that building right now. And so that will be brought up, and phones. So we're moving forward. We'll be out. We won't be 100% out probably next week, but we'll be able to operate. Yeah, we'll be able to operate.
Manager Goss.
Amazing.
We're getting there.
Finally.
Questions from the board, Director Lindstrom.
I can't wait.
As soon as you have a good date on when the demolition will start, I really would like to see us publicize it. AOPA, the whole gamut, just so folks can know, and maybe if we want to make a kind of big deal out of it.
We absolutely will.
Yeah.
I've seen some. Mary Kay has been here from the beginning, when it happened. sledgehammer to make the first hit against the goal.
And we will have a groundbreaking ceremony. So, you know, we'll get the building down, we'll get everything ready, and then we'll do a groundbreaking ceremony. We'll televise it online, and yeah. You know, we'll do a lot of PR work for it, because I think this is
it's monumental.
Yeah, it's been a lot of work to get where we are today. And I'm very proud of where we are, the board, the staff, for them dealing with my aggravation over the last few years, but we're making big progress.
Do you need weak minds and somewhat weaker backs Wednesday? If so, let me know.
Okay. You'll be in town?
Yeah, I'll come back up working on Tuesday night. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you sure?
We're going to. Yeah.
Big move.
I'll move the podium.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're bringing tractors and forklifts and that kind of stuff, because I, you know, we have a 1,500 pound safe that needs to go. And so we're logistically working it out in our mind. So we'll be getting moved over and getting utilities shut off, getting the sheriff's department here, getting the fire department here, getting them finished to do what they want to do. And then we'll have a day of demo.
Let me know when the sheriff's department's coming, because I might want to be here to watch it. Questions? So when you mentioned the fire department and police department, you're talking about their training.
Yes. Yeah. I reached out to both departments, asking them if they want to utilize the facility for close confinement. You know, they're going to set up smoke machines and put dummies in attics and fire hose. And then I reached out to the sheriff's department and talked to Captain Craig, and he was absolutely, the SWAT wants to come up here and breach doors and blow up stuff. And so within reason.
Ryan, was that your idea?
The fire department was my idea. The sheriff's department was Chuck's.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. They don't usually get to do live, you know, they're usually doing a lot of training in Connex boxes that have fake walls and, but this is, it's so vast. There's so many,
facets.
Yeah. I think it's going to be really, really good. And again, we're going to publicize that. We'll probably work in conjunction with the sheriff's department and the fire department to do press releases and that kind of stuff.
Check with the sheriff's department. They may not want too much.
That is true.
Did you reach out to the highway patrol?
I did not.
We do first person responders as well. And utilize a church over, I think it's a church over in Glen Springs, but they might be interested in possibly doing something as well. Is that a police organization? I got it for you, Mary Kay. Touché. And then last question, on the move. Are we utilizing the service of a moving company to make it easier for staff?
We are not. We were gonna do it ourselves.
Save that money.
I was trying to save money.
That's little money compared to what we're spending.
When that was brought to my attention, I thought it would be a good idea. I just don't know if we had enough time to schedule some movers to help us. And I can still look into it.
It's noble to want to save the money, but at the same time, I've been through so many moves with businesses and stuff. And just trying to put too much on the spot is not a good thing.
Yeah, understand.
So I personally would be in favor of trying to get some help.
Okay, will do.
I'm done.
Did I say that it might cost less when you were talking about the terminal?
Yes.
What made you think that?
The preliminary numbers that we're looking at right now, the new contractors, you know, we had another 30 plus contractors that wanted to come and do
do a job walk. So I think their people are being a little bit more aggressive on their numbers because we're essentially ready to break ground.
You're starting to see the bids.
I haven't seen any bids. I'm keeping out of it because as the owner of the, we want to make sure there's no conflicts. But from the rumblings I've heard from the general contractor, we are within our target range for cost.
Which is?
14.3.
No, but the name of the contractor again?
Angelus Contractors.
Okay. Any other questions? Any public comments? General manager's report? None, even for me, but did a great job, and everybody's got your hands full. So maybe help, I should be able to give you a help.
We'll get some Jersey Mike sandwiches and beep beep.
Yeah.
Mary Kate does the first swing of a sledgehammer. The demolition.
I'm broken.
Make sure our workers' compensation insurance.
Yay.
And stand well clear.
Yeah.
Item number 11, committee reports.
We don't have any committees. But I'm going to fix it.
Okay, item 12, director's comments. Director Lindstrom?
No comment right now.
Director Hicks? I'm just happy to be where we are at this stage. I mean, it's been a long 2 years for me just watching this go through this, and to keep it on track, especially with the staff changes that we've gone through in the last 2 years, is phenomenal. And again, to the administrative staff, thank you for all your hard work. And to the maintenance folks, again, thank them for their efforts through this last snowstorm, and tell them we appreciate everything they do and know they'll be out there tonight.
Yep, tonight or early tomorrow.
Yeah. Dr. Lawrence.
Just a shout out to Ryan, because I've gone over so many financial things with him. And I feel like he watches the airport's money like we watch our own bank account. He just really knows where everything's going, where it's coming in, where he can save money and pay for this terminal. And so
thank you,
Ryan.
Thank you.
Gardner.
Echo what everybody else said. I do have a question for you, Ryan, again, relative to what's happening back east with the stock market and our investments. Any concerns?
As of right now, no. The one main reason I believe we won't see any changes anytime soon is because the money that we have invested right now are in short-term treasuries and bonds that have a maturity rate. And so Columbia Capital, and I'll look more into it just to make sure, because we've had a couple discussions with them over the last few weeks. They're very conservative. And so the way that we have them placed is that either we make money or we break even. So that's from my understanding. And as of right now, with the way that the trend has been working, we've made a considerable amount of money to the tune of $1.4 million in interest. And so as of right now, by looking at what Columbia Capital has provided us, and you can look in, did you look at the, in here, we're still looking really good. But it does concern me, and I am considering, with the board's approval at some point, of pulling some of that money out of our investments and bringing it back into our LAIF account or our CLASS account, where it's a little bit more protected, where we're not playing the market anymore. Because once we break ground, I'm going to need liquidity. I'm going to need money to be able to continue the construction. So that is my plan right now. And it probably, we'll probably be talking about it in the next probably 3 or 4 months.
Good to hear it. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Gardner. Same thing. I echo what everybody said here. Appreciate your hard work and the staff. I know you guys are under a lot of stress right now with the move and everything. Still having to run the airport, so it's
double. And they're still smiling.
Right. And thank you to always audience for coming. And one suggestion Mary Kay had a while back, which was a great one, but if the audience got too big, we probably couldn't do it. But I'd like to recognize people that come consistently, Jack Williams, Bill Allen, one of our favorite hangar tenants. And then we got two notable dignitaries in the crowd here, Glenn Jacklin from CSD, and then blessed with your presence, Mr. Baker, Steve Baker from the hospital.
My pleasure.
Board, who used to be on our board.
He used to be part of us.
Yeah.
I still
but
am.
But now you get lunch.
Always like family. Always like family. So thank you all for coming. Item number, that concludes Director on site 13, proposal of future agenda items. And then item 14, our next meeting date will be Wednesday, April 9th at 4 p.m. Regular Board of Directors meeting location. Might have to add a little correction.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We need to change that.
Temporary building. Whether it's there a West Wing over there? Or?
It'll be
we'll one. Call it the West Wing.
West Wing.
It'll be in the temporary building and we'll be able to take care of the application.
Yeah.
That's exciting. I know.
And if anybody wants to take a tour, just let me know and I'll take you guys out there.
Okay. I'm 15. That's it. Adjournment. We're going to adjourn the meeting at, looks like 441. Right. I'm at. I hope you're ever going to change that clock.